You are entering the Royals Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it's Chris from the Rambling Morons Podcast, also formerly of the Kansas City Baseball Vault, also formerly of the Royal Man Report, also formerly of any semblance of sanity whatsoever. Was out at FanFest today, wanted to grab some sound for another project that I'm working on and thought I'd share it with you guys. I know Lesky put his sound up last night from FanFest. Talked to a number of Royals and a couple of folks from the front office. Got to talk to David Glass for about 14 seconds. Got to talk to Denny Matthews, Aaron Crow, Eric Hosmer, Billy Butler, and James Shields. Also talked to Johnny Giovitella there at the end. So I wanted to share that with you. Also want you to keep an eye out for a new project I am working on. It is going to be pretty cool, and I think Royals fans will definitely enjoy it, as will sports fans in Kansas City. Briefly, it is called kansascity.ourcityradio.com, and we're about to launch here in a couple of weeks. It's going to be all local sports, all sports from a lot of different angles that you're not currently getting from the 610s and the 810s of the world. And I think it's going to be really, really neat. It's going to be heavily influenced by the Royals podcast community, the Royals Twitter community, and Royals fans in general, as well as sporting Kansas City fans, Chiefs fans, Kansas fans, Mizzou fans, Avila University fans, Park University fans, Rockhurst High School fans, you name it, we're going to have a bunch out there. So anyway, thought you guys would enjoy some of this Royals sound, and I will see you in a few weeks with my new project. Enjoy. Thanks. Hall of Famer Denny Matthews. Legendary Hall of Fame announcer Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals. Mr. Matthews, welcome to FanFest. How's your offseason going?
Excellent. Every offseason is good. It's kind of like vacation, so I think everybody enjoys vacation, and after a long baseball season, it's very welcome.
And you're probably just as eager as everybody here in Kansas City to see some warm weather and see some baseball.
That sounds pretty good. Well, last season was a terrific year for development and improvement. And obviously, if the team continues on that upward track, why, we're in pretty good shape. It was a competitive team last year. We were very fortunate in that there weren't any serious injuries, which is very unusual in this day and age. So if we stay healthy, if the younger players continue to get better and improve year by year, day by day, month by month, why, you figure that the team will continue on that upward track.
Now, the improvement mantra has been told year in and year out. I think this year it might be a little bit of a different tune. This might be a produce year. What are you expecting from the team this year?
Well, defense is the most constant of the elements of baseball. Offense is the least. Pitching is always the key. Starting rotation, which was very good last year, and the bullpen was excellent. So if they maintain those standards, the defense should be as good. And it's a matter of, especially in the American League, getting a little more offense. So if all those things come into play and there are no serious injuries, yeah, you'd have to say they would have a shot. But you don't know how Cleveland, Detroit, the other teams in the division are going to play. You figure you really only have to beat one team, and that's Detroit. But Cleveland surprised a lot of people last year. They fell short. You just never, every year is different. Every team is different. So that's why predictions are silly, because you have no idea. 162 games, who's going to be hurt for how long on every team. So, yeah, predictions are kind of silly. I've always thought. Louis Tiant said one time, about baseball, you don't know nothing. That's a pretty good statement.
Speaking of not knowing nothing, you do know at least 100 things. You're here selling your book, 100 Things Royals Fans Need to Know. What was kind of the genesis of this project? I know you've written a number of Royals books before. This project seems kind of unique.
Yeah, Matt Folks is the author, and it was basically his idea, and a few of us chipped in and helped him out on it. That goes in line with a lot of other books. A lot of the teams have that same format, so, and they're kind of fun. You know, what do you need to know about Royals baseball? I guess first thing is how to get to the ballpark, right? That's the most important thing.
Well, very good. Well, it's been a real honor speaking with you today, and good luck with the book sales.
Well, thanks. You know, stop by and get a couple?
We're going to get a handful.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it.
Owner of the Kansas City Royals, David Glass. Welcome to FanFest. What do you think so far?
Hey, I'm excited. I've had a chance to walk around, and it's really well.
well done. This facility worked out great. And everybody that I've talked to, very excited about it.
About your thoughts of last season, you had to be pretty pleased, especially with that run at the end.
Well, we were talking yesterday
to some of the players.
They were excited. The last half of the year, we had the best record in the American League, so hopefully we can carry that over to this year.
Now, looking ahead to this season, you opened the pocketbook a little bit. You got some new guys coming in. What are your expectations for 2014?
Let's get in here. We have the top five answers
on the board. When I think about last year, if we won like four more games, we would have made the playoffs.
How did we listen to music before iTunes? How do we listen to music before iTunes?
What are your expectations of this season?
Radio. That's radio.
Hockey. Who is your? I forget who your favorite hockey team is.
Chicago, Detroit, and Boston.
I was in Chicago last weekend, and they're playing okay.
Yeah. They're having a good year. So, are they still playing professional hockey? Well, I'm trying to get soccer and hockey out.
So,
well, it depends on what hockey team you're looking at.
All Star Aaron Crow.
Yeah, I mean, you can keep in touch in the off season, but actually getting to see the guys just makes you real excited. I mean, we're all pretty good friends, so it's just taking a few months break from your friends and getting to see them again. It's always fun.
It seemed amicable, the arbitration process. Can you describe that from a player standpoint?
I mean, it's just like the business side. So, I mean, you just got to, I mean, just from my perspective, just try to, like my agent and myself, try to work something out and, you know, try to make anything too contentious or like mean or anything. But, I mean, it's just as the Royals were professional, I think my side was too. I'm just glad that it's over.
No doubt you guys will get this done.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I didn't think the hearing was set for next week, but I don't think myself or the Royals really wanted to go there, so I'm glad that that didn't come to that.
Aaron, this may be a cliche. How much pressure, if you will, is on this franchise to do even better than 86 wins?
I mean, the pressure's on us. I mean, we have a good team, and we just have to go out there and start winning games. I mean, it's not – Dayton put a good team together, so it's up to us now. It's not Ned or Dayton. It's just us to go out there and do what we're capable of. And, you know, if we don't get the job done, it's on us. So I think we got the team to do it, so hopefully we get it done.
Three guys go 200 innings last season, which leads to one of the best performances from a bullpen in like 20-some-odd years. Fair to expect duplicate performance?
I think the bullpen definitely has a bullpen. So, I mean, we can go like 10 guys deep. You only have 7 guys in the bullpen, but we have 10, 12 pitchers that are capable of being in that bullpen and getting the job done every single night. So I definitely think that we can duplicate that success.
You've been in the bigs long enough, but still last season, some learning experiences as far as just because we're down in May, there's a lot of baseball yet to be played.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, we had a few rough patches last year, but the most important thing is starting those before they start. You're going to lose games, so you just got to make sure you go out there and don't let it linger and you start playing good baseball even after you lose one game.
Aaron, have you thought about maybe what some of the keys for this ball club is? When you guys go to camp in February and March, what you guys need to do different or not to have a good start in a good April and May?
I mean, I don't think there's anything like approach-wise or anything that we need to change. It's just like confidence and playing like we did the second half. I mean, everyone's capable of doing well that we have on this team, and we just have to go out there and do what we can and not try too hard to do anything special because, I mean, we're a special team, so we don't have to try to make anything happen, which is well.
How about you personally? When you look out at the start of the year, the beginning of last season, kind of settling into the bullpen, what are your goals for this upcoming season, and where would you like to end up?
I mean, just personally, like, my goals is whatever it takes to help this team win. I don't care if it's come in and face one batter or pitch 8th inning every single day. It doesn't really matter. Just the most important thing is at the end of the day, we're winning games.
Bringing in Omar Infante, a guy that walks more than he strikes out and faced them before, what is it that makes him so difficult on the plate?
Yeah, he's a good hitter. I mean, he knows what he's trying to do, and he just goes up there and he's ready to hit. So, I mean, hopefully, it seems like last year he never got him out, so hopefully he keeps doing that.
I think there's a group that wants everybody to send a text to Irvin.
Yeah.
And then James Shield says he's been talking to him and all. Have you at all sent any texts or anything?
Not
a good staff, but
yeah,
it'd
be awesome to get Irvin back. We just got Bruce back, so that's going to help us a lot too. But it'd be awesome to get him and have him be the fifth starter. It'd be a lot. It'd be really good for us, so hopefully some can work out, but we'll see.
Usual routine for the off season for you, or did you have any tweaks?
Yeah, I mean, it's usual, just doing whatever it takes to get my body and my arm ready for the season. I think I've done a good job.
You started ramping that up yet, or do you wait until?
I mean, been throwing for over like 6 weeks now, and just started throwing bullpens, throwing three bullpens so far. So, yeah, I think I'm ready to go in spring training and get going right away.
All-star Billy Butler.
You know, we're you feel like you're not the developing kids anymore. You're expected to win, and you're supposed to expect to win now. It's fun. I mean, I'm not saying that you're not always trying to go out there and win, but you know, we have a lot of talent out there, and you know, especially coming off a 86 win season, it's you know, the expectations are sky high, and as they should be. And we're all excited to get out to spring training because guys are all leaving in the next couple of weeks, and everybody's looking forward to getting back in the clubhouse again.
You were upstairs for a bit. What are you hearing most from fans? Anything specific, or is it just a genuine looking forward to enthusiasm? What from fans?
All of them say they don't even give you the option. They say, hey, we'll see you in the playoff. So, we know what their expectations are, and that's what ours are, too. You can't get too far ahead of each other. I mean, it's like you realize what happened in May last year, and that's what, honestly, if you look back at last season, if we didn't have May last year, we would have been in the playoffs. If we won half those games, we missed the playoffs by about 4 or 5 games, and we lost 19 games in May. So, you take that away, we're right there. And so, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. We have to take each day at a time and just focus on winning the game each day. That's all that matters. And I think you got a team where every guy knows their role. And if they come in each day and it just tries to be themselves and doesn't try to do any more than they're expected to do, everything will be fine. You have that much talent. You don't have to be someone you're not.
Sure, you go into every season expecting to win, but it's now a few times you alluded to the fact that, hey, expectations are postseason. Can you describe how it feels to say it with complete authority? Like, this is the squad.
Right? Well, you always have it. I mean, me as a player, you have a certain accountability. And if everybody has that, I think we'll be fine. And you just, we realize what's at stake. You have to go out there and you relax and play. Let your talent come out and it's a fun time. Go out there and have fun. And you're out there having fun, prepared, and just doing what you're supposed to do. It's everything's in their life.
The stuff on the stage up there with your teammates, you guys are having a lot of fun. I mean, I'm clearly very
genuine.
This group, you guys are having a lot of fun this year.
What
is that what you're kind of most looking forward to over the next
couple weeks? So. Well, I mean, you can talk to any guy on the team, and especially those guys up there. Every single guy on that stage up there, the way we acted right there is the way we acted kind of the draw. That's the reason why we were having fun up there, because, that's who we are. Especially, you saw James up there. He's a character. He keeps it loose. He's every bit of the reason why the turnaround, because he brings an expectation with him, and he brings a lot of energy. That comes to the territory. It's just calming that energy down, but also going out there with that fire and taking it to the other team.
That's your off season. What has been your goal of the off season as far as the things you're working on, the things that you're
learning
in spring
training? My role on the team is, I'll be hitting the middle of the lineup. I'm supposed to be driving runs. And each opportunity I get, that's what I'm going to do. So, my job coming into spring training is just be ready by March 31st. And just get my at-bats, just prepare. Results in spring training don't matter. And, however you prepare, just get my at-bats in. And everybody prepares differently. Just take free training for what it's worth and get yourself ready.
Billy, next to some people on the elevator and they're actually walking on the street. Billy looks a lot skinnier this offseason. Is that something you've been working on, or so what's your seat?
Yeah, I'm a big guy no matter what. It's just, it is what it is. I'm just got stronger, worked out 6-7 days a week, I want to be the strongest I possibly could be. I'm the strongest in my career, and I'm the strongest I'm going to be right now. So, I'm as strong as I've been in my career period, and just going to go out there and see how I can help the team. And every guy needs to prepare that way. Everybody needs to prepare for this year. They need to be as best they possibly can be.
Well, you mentioned your job is driving runs.
So
does that mean more home runs or RBIs, period?
It's just, you know, your ratios. You're batting average, runner's scoring position. Home runs get people like looked at. I mean, home runs are not, though, do not dictate your year. I mean, yeah, no one, if you're, I'm going to run into some balls, but that is not my plan when I go up to the plate, nor will it ever be. My damage is done with runners in scoring position. Second, third, with less than two outs. You drive in 100 runs when you get opportunities with less than two outs, runners on third base, and you get the job done. And that's the reason why I'm in the middle lineup. It's not because you put your guys in the lineup because they're your best hitter. Whenever you get an opportunity, they're going to succeed more than, guys lower in the lineup. That's the reason why you're there when the other guys would be up there. So, the expectation is for me to be the leader of the offense. And that goes with how your at-bats are, your position level. There's ways to make outs. You just go up there with a certain mentality, and I have a plan each time I go up there, and everybody knows that. That's the reason why I'm in the middle of the lineup. I never go up there unprepared. How that result turns out, I can't control that.
First 2 months of last season, you weren't getting much of a hit. The protection maybe wasn't there. So, man, housing from Gordo slightly behind. Can you describe just the weight, I think, possibly be off your shoulders having that protection?
There's two good, really good hitters right there. I mean, Hoskin off a great year. Alex is, as consistent as they come last year, 4 years. And, it's great to be around those guys. I mean, our lineup looks very formidable, and we're very excited. I'm excited to see what that shakes out as. I mean, I'm just excited to have had AOP leading off and, Infante. More opportunities for people right there. If you look at, not a stats guy. On paper, you look at Aoki's got a higher on base percentage. Infante is a true number two hitter. I mean, that should bode well for giving me, Hosmer, and Gordo more opportunities than we've ever had in our career. And that's what I mean by that's how you get more run production, more opportunities. And I'm hoping that this year I'll have the most opportunities I've had in my career with most runners on base. See how it goes.
This season, you've always kind of been, this offseason, you've kind of been the subject of some favor in these.
Just this offseason? No.
You've always been a lightning rod because you're the leader of the team.
Yeah.
Does that motivate you? Did you just speak it out? How's your offseason been in this year?
Ever since I've been with this organization for 10 years this year. And every year I've been with the organization, we've been trade rumors. And so that shows you how much of them are true. I think that's how people get by in the off season. Is here's a story, they need stuff to write about, and it is what it is. There's more rumors. There's more rumors about the moves that haven't been made than there actually are. So I'm a Kansas City Royal, always been one. That's all I care to be, and look forward to get out there.
James Shields.
There you go.
How do you like all the moves? Have you kept it? Is this team going into the season stronger than it was?
Yeah, I think Dayton's done a phenomenal job this offseason of, filling some holes that we were missing and, replacing some guys that had to go, and I'm excited about this season. I think I told these guys earlier, I think our defense was probably the best in the major leagues last year, and I think we just got better, so it's a good thing.
This rotation set a real high bar last year. You guys were the best in the business. You go in with different kind of expectations. I think the fans now really believe this could be a playoff team.
Yeah, every year is different. I think that we definitely could improve in certain areas of our game. But I think we definitely did what we needed to do last year to give our bullpen the success that they were able to do. Our bullpen was just phenomenal last year. We pitched a lot of innings last year and, gave them the right ample amount of rest to be able to do what they do over there. So hopefully we can continue and just compete every 5 days. For me, it's not that tough. I signed the contract a long time ago and now I'm at the end of it. And, I'm just just having fun right now. I mean, I'm enjoying being in Kansas City. I'm enjoying the game right now, and you know, I can't wait for the season to start. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. For me, I'm just kind of, I just kind of go out there and do my thing. I mean, I don't really worry about it. I just kind of let my my baseball speak for itself. So. I mean, just Infante. I mean, as far as Infante goes, I mean, we got a veteran second baseman who gets the job done every day. You know, and I think last year he had a tremendous season, and I didn't like facing him. Glad he's on our side now too. So, and Aoki, I mean, this guy doesn't strike out. You know, I think he walks more than he strikes out. So that's what we really need at the top of the lineup there. You know, it's the guy that's going to make contact and actually get on base for the guys who are going to hit him in.
How much did that help having that foundation laid, I guess, now that you have a season against him and you've all been good?
You know, I think it's last year I think it was a learning process, first half of the season. And, you know, I hate saying that because, you know, you never want to say you're having a learning process. But I think we learned a lot, and I think the second half we kind of took what we learned in the first half and rode with it. You know, I think that second half team is the team that you saw that we potentially could be all season long. So now these young guys who've never been in the September race going into the playoffs, now they know, they got experience, and you know, I think it's gonna be great inside that clubhouse this year. Nah, it's not tough, man. It's not tough. We got a great group of guys in there that make it easy and are on the same page. You know, if guys aren't on the same page in the clubhouse, you're not gonna have as much fun. So, but everyone's on board and everyone's sticking to the process and buying into what we're trying to do right now. Yeah, man. I mean, it's fun to see these guys come back and you know, it's always, you know, you have 3-4 months off of them, away from them. So now it's good to see the friendly faces again. Yeah, I think the fans have been great. I mean, you know, Kansas City fans, I mean, this is a special group of fans that we got here. And even when I played against Kansas City, I mean, I always went in the locker room. Normally, we kind of get booed and all this other stuff. But yeah, I mean, they were just great fans, good baseball fans. You know, they know when to cheer. They know how to cheer. I mean, it's just you know, they're just great out there. So I think FanFest is going to be a lot of fun this weekend, and hopefully, everyone enjoys it. I've texted him a few times this off season, so he's in the Dominican right now, so I haven't gotten a hold of him in the last month or so. But man, I just you know, just seeing how his off season is going, and just keeping in touch with his family and all that good stuff. So
I don't know if you've commented on it, but it was there factual, the reports that came out of what you're looking for as far as your new contract. Peter Gomez had a report looking for after
the green team. That's completely false. I've never talked to Peter. I haven't talked to Dayton or anybody. You know, that's completely false. You know, but, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, the media does that, you know. So, you know, I love being in Kansas City. I love it here. You know, I'm looking to win. That's what I'm looking for. You know, between Ventura and Duffy, I think they're both going 97, 98 miles an hour. And, you know, as an older guy, 32 years old, like myself, it's, you know, it gets you excited. Gets you excited about the season and makes us want to work harder as well. So these guys are going to be tremendous players. They still have a lot to learn, but you know, hopefully they'll see what's been going on here. And, no, I'm not showing up early. I'm going to show up when spring training is ready to start.
Like, you know, a true veteran.
Hey, I'm just being honest. I got a couple kids that I want to hang out with and spend as much time as I can, you know, with them. So. But, no, I mean, my off-season's been normal, you know, normal routine. You know, I've had a nice routine over the last 6 or 7 years, and you know, it's been working out for me. So, you know, I've just kind of been doing the same stuff. I'm ready to go, though. Jumping out, just, I don't really like to say jump out to a strong start. I like to say just stay consistent, you know. Try not to have those losing streaks. And everything will turn out good. You know, a lot of people, they put too much emphasis on the first month of the season. You know, we had probably the worst month of May in the history of Royals, and we still we came down to the third to last game of the season. So, you know, we just got to stay consistent. That's all. I mean, we're not going to put too much pressure on ourselves. We don't have to come out every single series. It doesn't matter. There's 162 games. Yeah, I think that you guys put more emphasis on, you know, the beginning of the season coming out strong than we do. So, There's a long season. We're going to try to stay consistent, and by the end of the year, we'll be in it.
Is this a division championship type of thing?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this a division championship type of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we've got all the intangibles. We got our defense. We have probably the best defense in the league. And, I mean, we had 3 gold glovers, so I'm pretty happy about that as a pitcher for sure. And we potentially could have 5. Could have had 5 last year. So, you know, we got the hitting. We got a good lineup. Our bullpen's best in the American League. And, you know, hopefully we can do our job as starters and get them the ball. So, everything's there. Everything's there. We just got to buy into the process and stay consistent.
All-star Eric Hosmer.
How much of that do you keep an eye on? I mean, do you try to check out a little bit, or do you keep an eye on everything that's going on in the offseason?
Yeah, I'll check every once in a while, but for the most part, you know, I'm away from my family for so long, so, you know, I think it's not fair to them to kind of be still, you know, all up in the baseball world. And, you know, really in the offseason, we just kick back and watch football and all that, and we'll check every now and then, but, you know, I got the alerts on my iPhones if something happens, so I'll get the message if the Royals are doing any action.
You said you were able to see some people, catch up with the guys. Have you seen anything among any of your teammates that surprised you, or anybody looked different, or anything like that? Anything stand out?
Salvador looked a lot darker. He spent a lot of time on the beach out there, but no, he's everyone looks the same. Everyone looks in great shape, like they've been working hard. And you know, I know a couple of the guys playing in Venezuela in winter ball. I got to catch up with them and see how the experience was for them out there. So, like I said, I'm just really excited to, you know, jump on the plane with these guys in Arizona and just, you know, put the Royals gear on and kind of, you know, go to a stretch and kind of, you know, do an organized practice again.
I was wondering if you noticed anything with Billy Butler. We've seen him. He just appears to be more trim and maybe more fit than ever. I didn't know if you happened to notice that with him.
Absolutely. Billy really works hard in his offseason program. And I think, you know, him and Stoney they've really created a good offseason program for him. And, you know, a lot of other people use that same program. And
those expectations, that pressure that comes from the outside, that noise?
Yeah, there's going to be expectations, you know, for everybody, really. And I think everyone knows that. All the players do. It's just, you know, for us, our expectation is to go out and win. And, you know, it doesn't matter if, Moose is getting all the hits, I'm getting all the hits, whoever's getting all the hits. As long as we win and everyone's doing their part, I think we'll be in a good spot.
Is this going to be the first spring where you go in expecting to be a good team, knowing that you're a good squad?
I wouldn't say the first. We go in every year expecting to be a good team. But, you know, I don't think people would show up if they expect not to be a good team in spring training. But we feel there's a lot more confidence from the group because, you know, the first couple of years, obviously, breaking the league, we're young guys, not really knowing what to get ourselves into. But now we've all had experience in the league. I think everyone's confidence is a lot higher going into spring training this year.
Well, a lot of lessons, it seems, last year. The ups and downs, May, and then the great bounce back.
Yeah, there's lessons every year. You know, there's ups and downs in every season. I think, as a whole, we want to control the downs a lot more than, obviously, the May, we had a pretty bad month there. But that's all part of the baseball season. Is if you can limit the cold streaks as much as possible, then that's the reason why we go out and get guys like Vargas, and that's why we signed Shields last year and stuff like that, because those are the type of guys that put an end to that stuff. So that's what we want to work on, basically, is limiting those losing streaks.
Is the bargain rate so high now that it'll be short of the playoffs?
Yeah, that's every year you go into spring training, honestly. I think obviously the expectations are a little higher, but from the outside, but you know, the group of guys, when we all go in there and we have our closed-door meetings every spring, that's the common goal. It's, the common goal is to win a championship and just go step by step. Yeah, just to keep a loose atmosphere and, realize that it's a long season. And, baseball is kind of like a basketball game. You can go on your run at any time and, you don't know when it's going to be, but you got to limit those losing streaks as much as you can. And every team goes through them, really, but I think, as a group with the experience, I think that'll help us a lot with those losing streaks.
Up and down second baseman for the Kansas City Royals, Johnny Giavitella.
Well, obviously I wasn't thrilled about the whole acquisition of Infante, but, if they feel like it's going to be the best acquisition for the team, then, it is what it is. This game's a business. It's nothing personal, and I understand that. I'm just going to take it with a grain of salt, keep working hard, and playing the best ball that I can play.
So what's the approach heading to spring training?
Nothing new. Just going out there competing every day and playing the game that I love, that God's given the opportunity to play every day. And I'm just going to go enjoy it, have fun with my friends, and just help the team Any way that I can.
I'd love to say, man, you look incredibly strong, but that's normal. What does consist of the off-season for you?
Go back home in New Orleans after the season, and I stay there for the better part of the off-season, just enjoying my time with my friends and family. Working out starting probably November, just getting in shape, lifting weights, and just getting ready for the season.
As far as like a focus, whether it's at the plate, defensively, what was that focus? If there is one, or is it just honing the skills?
Yeah, I would say just honing all of my skills, just sharpening all of them up and just being consistent in everything that I do. Not really focusing on anything in particular, but just getting better at my skills every day and becoming an all-around great player.
If you look back at 2013, a few looks, some incredible games, mm-hmm. when you did get that call-up. How did you view that season?
It was just an up-and-down season for me. Kind of like my roller coaster ride in AAA in the big leagues. Just been up and down. And, I look forward to the opportunity to play every day in the big leagues at some point in my career. And I hopefully take advantage of the opportunity when it comes.
Do you see that being here with KC then?
Wherever it is. I just look forward to the opportunity. I hope it is here in Kansas City. There's a lot of good friends that I have on this team. The guys that I've been playing with for 4 or 5 years now. And it's just a fun atmosphere. Really feel comfortable around these guys, so I hope it is here in Kansas City. But if not, whatever team wants me, then I'm going to go out and do the best I can for whoever I play for.
You talk about the time you've been here in Kansas City, mm-hmm. and man, over those 4 or 5 years, the talent pool on this 40-man roster just continues to get better. Can you just describe when you first got here? I mean, it was just a bunch of 22, 23-year-old cats, and now
the squad's
looking at 90 wins.
Well, I got drafted in 2008, and most of the guys that are in the big leagues now got drafted around the same time that I did. And just see these guys all come to fruition in their careers, just really develop into phenomenal ball players. It's a joy for me to watch, and I love coming to the ballpark every day, hanging out with them and learning from these guys, and to see them succeed is awesome to watch.
You've had the opportunity to play with under both Brian Pohlberg and Mike Gerschle. Obviously, there's been some shuffling at the coaching position. Pohlberg now is at AAA, and Gerschle's up in the major leagues. Tell me a little bit about both of those guys and what their strengths are and what you enjoy playing for them.
Well, they're two very distinct types of managers. They're very different in their styles. Pohlberg is very aggressive. He's very intense. He's a huge competitor, and he just expects the most out of us every single game. We practice a lot with Pohlberg. We take a lot of the outfield, hit a lot of BP. And he's a guy that really stays honest. And Jerry's just kind of the opposite. He kind of lets us be our own men. He's very laid back and relaxed. And they're both very different types of manager, but they're both very successful. And they're both a pleasure to play for. And whoever it is that has the AAA job or the big league job, I think they're going to do great.
You took a decent amount of ground balls at third base last year, kind of in an effort to increase your visibility to the club. What are you looking to do this upcoming season as far as position and where do you want to end up and work on?
Well, I like to be an everyday second baseman wherever I go, but if that's not the case, I just want to make the most of my opportunities wherever it may be, fine-tune my skills at third base. I feel like I'm a fairly good athlete, so I adapt well to different positions, and just wherever the team needs me to play, I'm all for it.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.